We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Adam Kaplan, Sirius XM NFL Radio. Adam, how are you? You ready for training camp to begin?
Bull and Fox, good to be with you guys. Yeah, I start my training camp tour next Friday in Philly, and yeah. I make my way up the coast, and then I will be out west. I can't wait for that. It's one of the favorite things I do every year. This will be my 18th or 19th training camp tour. I can't wait. And I will see the Browns this year, but I will see them in Indy for 2 days.
Okay.
I do a lot of combined practices. It's an easy way to save time and do see a lot of people. So, and I love that they're in Indy, because you're talking about two of the better younger teams in the AFC, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's going to be an interesting week. We're all glad the Browns are doing it. You know, it felt like, Adam, when guys like you who would, you know, come into town for one day to see the Browns, it was always like, in the past, it's always been like, oh, you know, what disastrous story are we going to tell, because the franchise is such a mess, right?
Yeah.
Now it's the total opposite. There are playoff expectations for the first time in forever. The Browns are a hot ticket. Now people are looking for things to nitpick why they won't do well, as opposed to looking for any hope of why they might do well. It's amazing how quickly this has happened, you know?
You know, it's interesting. So I've had this sort of love-hate relationship with Brown fans over the years. You mentioned some of the stories. I've reported on a lot of negativity. I'm not going to lie. Because that's what was going on in the Browns building. And I had so many people in the Browns building for so many years, I was getting a lot of negativity, and I had to filter it. But the nice thing now is, and of course, we'll see what happens through the regular season, see if expectations are met, though. But the good thing is, just from talking to people close to the situation, people seem to be getting along inside their building. They're aware of the expectations. John Dorsey and his group, they've done a good job of flipping the roster. I think if people are realistic, this should be a team that compete for the AFC North. That's the first thing up. You let them do that for the first time in over two decades. But the good thing is, they're going to be fun to watch, and fans should have expectations. But I want to temper them a little bit, because so many things have to happen here. Freddie Kitchens is a first-time head coach anywhere. A year, and it's funny, I look at where he was last year as a running backs coach. No one in the National Football League was talking about Freddie Kitchens ever being an OC, folks. Let's not forget about that. I know Freddie's been through a lot in his career. He's had to overcome a lot of challenges, and he's done a great job of doing that. And this is a new staff. He's actually going to work with guys he hasn't worked with before. A lot of them he's worked with before, but you got to see how that works out. The bottom line is, the expectations should be fairly significant, but also should be realistic, because a lot of things have to work out for them to be a playoff team.
How do you think the dynamic will work between Baker and Odell, and obviously Freddie Kitchens? A lot of different, you know, attitudes and egos on this team. You add in Jarvis Landry and Kareem Hunt. I mean, there's just so many different storylines that you put all these pieces, and it's like making a soup, right? You throw it in the bowl. Is it all going to mix? You know, you never know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, Dustin. So let me go back to 2011 with the Eagles, when they came out of the lockout, and you remember the Dream Team,
yeah,
the awful moniker.
Absolutely.
I was there for that. I lived it. I know that the Eagles thought that their roster was better than it was, and they brought in too many bad personalities. Too many guys were after getting paid and wanted to continue to get paid and weren't about winning. And you always have to worry about that. But when you look at just the names of Beckham Jr., you could say whatever you want about why the Giants wanted to move him, but he's unbelievably competitive. We know how Jarvis Landry is. And by the way, he'll be more of a slot receiver this season. He was really not used correctly last season. I think that he was out of position when he was playing outside, but I expect him to play more inside. This is what I know about the Browns roster. Not only is it talented, but I think from a competitive standpoint, you're going to get that. And you asked about Freddie Kitchens handling it all. I worry more about Freddie from a day-to-day in the building, making sure he understands communication between the front office and the coaching staff and the business side and the owner and everyone who's going to be in that building. I don't worry about his ability to relate to players. His personality is incredible. I talked to people who work with him with the Cardinals, though they would tell you privately they never really thought about him as a head coach. Well, there are plenty of coaches that guys have worked with that no one was talking about them being a head coach. Andy Reid, by the way, Andy Reid had never been a coordinator when the Eagles hired him to be a head coach. You just don't know
Good point.
You don't know that until they get there. But Todd Monken, I'm a big fan of. I know guys have worked with him. He's a really talented play caller. We'll see how he and Freddie kind of develop that offense. And by the way, Steve Wilks is one of the better defensive minds. It didn't work out for him in Arizona. He's a very good coach, and Mike Prefer is an outstanding special teams coach. It's a pretty good staff, by the way.
We're talking with Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Adam, one issue they're dealing with is the Duke Johnson situation, right? He wants to be traded. He just hired a new agent. But you look at where they are at running back, and some people will argue a running back's a dime a dozen. I don't know. I think Duke Johnson has a skill set that when it comes to catching the ball out of the backfield, I think he's one of the better ones in the game. And when you have a situation where Kareem Hunt is suspended for half the season, I have no faith that he's going to stay out of further trouble, so you can't count on him for sure. I don't see why you would trade Duke Johnson. Do you think the Browns can smooth this over enough to keep him, or do you think he's gone before opening day?
Yeah, Adam, here's what I think. Duke Johnson is not happy. I've done some reporting on this, and I kind of have had a pretty good idea where this is going. So, the Brown fans know that the Browns really like Dontrell Hilliard, a second-year player who didn't play very much, but when he got in, he did a good job as a pass catcher. But you're right. Duke Johnson is probably one of the better pass-catching running backs in the National Football League. He's quick, not fast. He's got really good hands. He's more of a change-up, third-down back. Remember, the Browns fully guaranteed his money. In March, I reported back, I think, first week of March, they fully guaranteed his money. So now it's just a matter of can they find the team that's willing to take him and pay him his salary? He's got over $3 million coming. So if you trade him, that team knows that he's going to have to have a fairly significant role. But here's the problem. Doing it after the draft, these roles for running backs are pretty solidified. So I think they're better off keeping him. And I think you make a fair point here because when Hunt comes back from suspension, you don't really have him in your building. You only have certain access to him. So it's Chubb, who looks like he'd be a star. And if you trade Duke Johnson, all you've got Hilliard, who didn't even have a carry from scrimmage last season.
Right. Yeah.
So I think you make a great point. I don't think people are quite thinking this out correctly. People just think that Hilliard's like the second coming. Well, I know that Stump Mitchell might like him, the running backs coach. But the guy hasn't played. And well, God forbid Nick Chubb got hurt during that Hunt suspension. So they're better off keeping him. But when you go to – don't forget, he went to Drew Rosenhaus. Rosenhaus has a history of getting players out of there.
Yeah.
He's got relationships with every team. He's a very good agent in doing that. So this situation is going to be interesting as it develops. And Duke Johnson may be a luxury, but he's a pretty good luxury to have.
You know, when that Kareem Hunt stuff happened the other day when he was, questioned by police or whatever after somewhat of an altercation, and the Browns obviously knew about it, responded, talked to him. Is there any concern in the organization that Kareem makes it back on the field?
No. I know that people who are familiar with what he's been doing to change his life and do the right thing seem to be very impressed when I've checked in on it. This thing this little skirm, whatever the heck it was, doesn't seem to be a big deal. But I think the point is true, though, and this is the problem with players. Like, I remember talking to the 49ers. Remember Alden Smith?
Sure.
It was never about what happened in the building. He was happy-go-lucky. He was fun to be around. It was when they didn't have him in their building that things would happen. You can't control the players. And like Josh Gordon, I remember talking to the Browns. Josh Gordon is an interesting player because if you in pre-draft testing, he tested very well from an intelligence standpoint. But his problem was anxiety, and you didn't really know how to handle the player. And then what the Browns did, a smart thing, was Scott Turner, I think, was maybe been their quarterback's coach, or he was an assistant on the Browns staff many years ago. Scott would pick him up every morning and make sure he got to the building. So if the Browns really like Hunt as much as they do, not only do they have to check on him, I would make sure he gets there, not only gets there after the suspension, but I would keep close ties on him just to make sure that he's doing the right thing. Because if you look at it, show me a better 1-2 punch in terms of getting the job done, explosiveness, versatility, and talent level. Kareem Hunt's a top five back in talent.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nick Chubb might be as well.
What's amazing, Adam, is that for years the Browns, like you're a big fantasy guy, like for years the Browns were like poison. You never drafted a Browns player.
Yeah, it's
right?
True.
And now
that's
the
true.
Browns, if you combine running back, wide receiver, the Browns have the best talent in the NFL, I think.
You know, it's funny. I do a show. My friend John Hanson and I, we've done a fantasy show.
I've listened to it many times.
This is year 16. And we haven't got to the Browns yet when we do our teams. But I could tell you, now that you mention it, between Chubb, Duke Johnson, if he stays, but obviously Hunt was unbelievable for fantasy. And then Beckham Jr. and Landry. Now, the question for Landry is he going to drop in numbers? And my answer would be yes, because I'm talking about Beckham Jr. dropping in numbers. Because he's no longer with Eli Manning. He's got to get used to playing with Mayfield. It's a different offense. He's got to compete for his former college teammate, Jarvis Landry. And then the guy that I really like is Njoku, who just needs to mature a little bit on the field in terms of understanding route running and being more consistent. But he's got a ton of talent. This Brown offense is going to be fun to watch because I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan, but seeing Freddie Kitchens now as a full-time play caller is going to be fun. Monken and Kitchens will run the offense.
Right. Yeah.
Just seeing Freddie as his overview about what he wants and having Monken work together, this is going to be a fun offense to watch this season.
Adam, what do you think happens with Melvin Gordon and Zeke Elliott? Both players want big contracts. They're running backs. We know the value of running backs are down, but those guys are terrific players and they're young. How do these things play out?
Yeah. So my understanding on Elliott has been for the last 3 or 4 months, I don't think it's really changed. They're open to doing a deal, but they've got to get Prescott done. They want to get Amari Cooper done. Those are their two priorities. Now they want to get Byron Jones done at some point, who's been a terrific player, who's now at a corner doing a really good job. Elliott, see, the thing with Elliott is they have him under the control for so much longer, and he's a running back. It's the same. You mentioned Gordon. It's a similar situation. Both have fifth-year options. I mean, neither team needs to do anything. But I would say with the Cowboys' standpoint, this may not be popular with Cowboy fans, but the offense starts with Elliott and it ends with him. Dak Prescott works off of the run game. And I know talking to the Cowboy coaches about this, they felt that when Elliott was not there during suspension, the offense was completely different. They couldn't do what they needed to do. I don't necessarily agree, by the way, guys, that you could say the running back position is devalued, and certainly there's evidence to that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a special football player at the running back position, there are only 4 or 5 of them. Todd Gurley's another one. They kind of change everything because they're on the field for 3 downs. And you ask the Chiefs, I know Damian Williams has been a great story, really has been. Chiefs did a good job of evaluation. But to think that their offense is quite the same without him with Kareem Hunt, I just don't see it. He's so talented. And I think when you look at this situation, let's go back to the Browns for a second. Nick Chubb, I know it was crazy with those long runs, but with the ability and vision that he has to run the football, I talked to defense coordinators about him last season. This guy, folks, now he's going to be the full-time starter. Look out this season for Nick Chubb. This is a very special football player.
We're talking with Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Radio. I'll tell you, from a fantasy perspective, Adam, when it comes to Gordon and Elliott, like I got Melvin Gordon in a keeper league. And I'm just not going to keep him if he's not signed by the time we have to make that decision because I'm scarred from Le'Veon Bell. I think it's after week 3 of the preseason.
You know what? Here's the deal, okay? The Bell situation was the first time in my 20 years of covering the National Football League that a player did this, really.
Yeah.
Sean Gilbert did, but it was the circumstances were different.
Sure.
But when you look at this situation, let's go to Melvin Gordon for a second. First of all, Melvin Gordon is not on Gurley's level. I mean, he's not on Elliott's level. He does have a veteran agent in Fletcher Smith, who is Donovan McNabb's agent. But let's get real here. Melvin Gordon's a nice football player, but I think the Chargers will not even blink. I don't think they'll blink. If he wants to hold out and he wants to report, he has no leverage here. I mean, he's no leverage. I mean, this is Bell is so. Le'Veon Bell is so much better of a football player. It's not even remotely close. Gordon's a good player, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
so you don't think he's going to – it's going to go
– No. Well. I think – do I think he'll hold out if he's true to his word? Sure. But do I think he'll miss paychecks in the fall? No, I don't.
Adam, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank
good
you
stuff,
for joining
Adam.
Us.
Thanks, man.
Guys, anytime. Thank
All
you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.